Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated, and Veronica and I have been doing this show for many years now, so we're so excited to be in the holiday season to spend a few minutes with you this Thursday evening, so we welcome you. Our first-time listeners, we welcome you to the broadcast. Our long-time listeners, we thank you so very much because we couldn't do it without you. So welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Now, for the first-time listeners, let me just tell you a little bit about the program. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network, Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. And one more thing I want to share with you. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. So we want to thank you for tuning into the show tonight. My good friend Veronica McMillan and myself, we are celebrating the holiday season as we get ready to prepare for our families and friends and all the things that we'll be doing in the coming weeks. But we wanted to share a few minutes with you tonight. So thank you so much for tuning in to the show. I want to bring Veronica on. Hello, Miss Veronica.
Hello, Francine. You're breaking. Your phone is breaking up some. I don't know if you can hear me.
I hear a feedback.
Just want to say happy holidays to everybody, and happy holidays to you as well. You know, we'll be seeing each other for an event on Saturday anyway. But yeah, happy holidays, and I'm so happy that we have this opportunity to, you know, hop on, enjoy, you know, these moments and all of that stuff because it's so important that we celebrate. So I'm happy for this Thursday night.
Absolutely. And this is a season that we celebrate, and the most important celebration of all is the birth of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is the reason for the seasons. I have no problem saying it. I will share that with anybody who is listening. And if, of course, everybody has whatever they celebrate and how they celebrate it. And so we have to be mindful of each other. So if you are not one that likes to decorate or to have anything to do with Christmas, it's okay. You still can listen to the show because we're no judgment zone here, but we're just happy that we're in the season. And so we want to share these few minutes with you. So tonight, Veronica, I know you just mentioned that we're going to see each other tomorrow. So let's just start right there. What is going on tomorrow?
Well, Saturday. Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because today is Thursday. See, my days are running together. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow is Friday, and on Saturday we do this Saturday.
You know, we've been doing the Bag Lady Project since 2019. You know, it just morphed into this year where we were really looking at working with young women who are disconnected and some of those who maybe, you know, aging out of foster care. And so We're so happy to have this group of girls. This is our first cohort of girls, and then we'll in spring we'll do part two of it, which will be our second cohort of girls. But it really is that celebration of young women, and we, of course, it's called the Bag Lady Project, so we get new and gently used designer purses for the girls, and then we fill those items up with items that a woman would love, and so in this case, what girls would love. And so we're just making it a day for them. It's their Christmas party. It's their glam shot. It's the, you know, it's the everything roll up into one for them, and I'm so excited for them because I love to see, you know, the excitement on women's faces, in this case, young women's faces, you know, when somebody goes out and do something for them. I love doing it, and you know, you've been a part of it from since the jump, since 2019, and it's just morphed into what we're going to be doing, and so yeah, I'm excited about it.
And so am I, so I get the awesome opportunity to hang out for a little while with you all on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it. And again, when we're in the presence of these young ladies, they are so impressionable, and they watch everything that we do. They watch the way that we conduct ourselves. So I just want to say to those who are listening tonight, you never know who's watching you. So in this season, I'm going to ask you to be on your best behavior. And I know sometimes it's hard because yesterday, girl, I wanted to show out. But I did not, because when things, this is also the season that can be very stressful as well, because there's a lot of things going on, you know, a lot of events are going on. A lot of work has to be finished by the end of the year. This is the, you know, the end, the last quarter of this 2022. So audits are happening, and reports have to be done, and folks are just hustling and bustling, and some folks are shopping, and some folks are just working, trying to make it to the end of the year and be able to say that, you know, I made it and I don't owe anybody. And then some folks are just going to owe everybody because that's what they're just going to do. They're going to go out and shop and spend their money. They've been in Black Friday. They've been online. They're getting packages. Yeah. I know I'm getting packages at my house this week. So, but this is a season just to remember, you never know who's watching you. So if we could be a little bit more kinder, a little bit more gentler, and a little bit more compassionate, and have empathy for those, because we don't know what people are going through. We have no idea where they are in this you know, vast variety of emotions at this time of year. Today I actually decorated my door at the office, and I have some decorations for our office, Veronica. And so, I wanted to put my little Christmas music on, but there was something in the air that was kind of making me feel like, well, maybe this is not the time for me to be doing this. You know? But then I had to remember that it wasn't about the people around me. It was about me.
Yeah.
I had to, because so oftentimes we get caught up in everybody else's things, that their stressful moments and their situations, that we forget, this is my time for my joy. And this is Veronica and I.
Yeah.
And you can share your story, my favorite time of the year. So I can't let other people and their stuff bring me down. And I did, because you know I'm a decorating queen, girl. So, you know, I done put my bows together. I put the reel together, maybe a big old bow, put some bells on my door, and I play my little Christmas music. And I said, if somebody don't like it, it's okay. But I'm enjoying myself. And so that's kind of where I wanted to stay today. So Veronica, I'm just going to turn it back over to you, and you can tell the audience, you know, what you're doing to prepare for the holiday season. And I know this is your favorite time as well, so we do share that. Another thing that we share, that we commonality that you and I have together.
Yeah, well, for me, we on Thursdays I have my B&I meeting, and so in B&I, what you do, everybody that, you know, is a part of the group go around and talk about, you know, what they're doing, all that stuff. And I, when it was my turn, I just basically said, I just thanked everybody in the room for, you know, being a part of the B&I group that I'm in. And then I just told them that I am taking, you know, this last month of 2022, and I'm going the easy route, you know what I mean? I'm going in, not allowing myself to get all flustered for anything. my biggest thing is I love the lights and all that stuff. I'm sitting here now just, you know, just adoring the lights and stuff in my living room and all that stuff, because that's really what, really what excites me. And then I had one of those gratitude moments today where I was just, you know, thankful for all of the things that we have, all the blessings we have, all the good people that are in my life, even the people that got on your last nerve, those who challenge you, your enemies, all, you're thankful for all of that because all of that made you become a better person. You did not, you didn't stoop down, you know, to where their level was. You realize that that you are blessed to be where you are. And so today it was just a reflection day for me to say, hey, you're in a good spot, you know what I mean? And I think for a lot of people, they can't say that. I'm not in that good spot. I made sure that, you know, I don't get in a hustle and bustle. I'm certainly not going into debt for Christmas. First of all, too old for it now, you know what I mean? Kids are grown and gone and all that stuff, and like you got your grandbabies and all that stuff. And I usually just do gift cards and things of that nature, because I will not get into all of the craziness. You just mentioned it. For some people, it's a sad time, you know, for them. But what I have done this day was to celebrate all of the blessings, everything good, and even those things that challenged me for 2022, and just was thankful, you know, that I had an incident with my son, and basically just being able to assist, you know, being blessed enough to say I can assist in that, you know what I mean? And so that for me, Francine, has been, you know, my sweet spot for today. Let 2022 go out, because 2023 has, you know, all of its own challenges and all of that stuff. And the only thing that I said that I was going to do for this month was really write down, you know, those things that I want to do different. You know, I really want to make sure that when I have collaborative contracts, you know, my partnership contracts for my consultants and all that stuff, and going into 2023, that's what I want to make sure that I'm doing, because verbal communication and written communication for some people are two different things. They'll say, well, no, I didn't say that to you, as opposed to, we wrote this down, and this is what we're agreeing to. So just looking back and just saying, what did I learn from 2022 that I can carry into 2023, even if it was one of those challenging situations? And so that's where I was today, Francine. So thankful to have you as a friend and a business partner. We've been doing this for so long. I don't even know how long it's been, more than 20 years.
I know.
So
kids are grown.
I'm just so thankful.
Kids.
Yes, we got grandbabies now, so it's just crazy. Yeah.
It is, and the one thing that I have been reflecting on, because like I said yesterday, I found myself getting to the level of, you know, how your buttons are being pushed, and you're getting to that level where you're like, wait a minute, I just cannot let all of this negativity overshadow all the positive things that are going on. And even no matter what it was that I was going through, I found myself in a situation where it could have gotten really out of hand, but I had to talk to myself for a minute, and I was like, my brain needs to be fixed right now, right? So I got to talk to myself to make sure that I don't get out of my space and stay out of that negative zone, because you so easily, it can be just like when you pray, right? Or you, I'll use another example. When you went to church on Sunday, right? You've been to church, you done did the praise and worship, you done hallelujah, you know, you did all of that, you hugged everybody. And then you go get in a car and you sit next to the person in the car, and it just goes way left. And you were like, wait a minute, we just left out of church. Yeah. What is this going to happen, right? So we have to make sure that we're staying on that positive note right now, especially during this season. And what I find, Veronica, and you know, I'm always a truth teller, that people don't value you as much as you value them sometimes. And so when you're dealing with people in you know, customer service, there's sometimes there's no customer service. It used to be a time when you could go somewhere and people would treat you kindly, but that doesn't seem to be the thing right now. And
yeah.
Veronica, we have a caller right. tonight. So I'm going to let 929-527-0194. Did you want to say something to us during this holiday season on a positive note? Or you just want to listen? Your mic is open. Okay. They might just want to listen, and that's fine. I'll close their mic. Cause I wasn't
just listening.
All right. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you. Thank you, caller, for hanging out with us tonight. So we just want to, again, even when there are things that are not going the way that you want them to go, and again, when you're dealing with the public and good customer services, there used to be a time if you went somewhere and you were spending, you know, good money and people would want to show you how much they appreciated you and they may do a little something extra for you. Now it's like, it's the almighty dollar. It's like, I got to get me another dollar from you if I can.
Right.
I'm not even worried about if you come back again
because
it's like a one time deal, you know, so I had to remember on yesterday to make sure that I stayed in my positive space, and I also had to remember that I have to forgive over and over and over again, because it's a process, not just forgiving myself, but also forgiving others as well. And so, Veronica, I'm going to turn it over to you for a couple of minutes and just talk about some of the things that we can do during this holiday season, because some of you may not know, Veronica is a life coach and she's a counselor. She's doing all of these certifications so that we can help some folks in the new year. So what would be a couple of things that you would share with somebody during this holiday season to get them through to the new year?
Yeah, that's so good, Francine. I think one thing is just being quiet a minute. You know what I mean? Because I think we're in this hustle, bustle, crazy, traumatic, all this stuff going on at the same time, and everybody's moving at warp speed. That was one of the reasons why I said I wanted to just let December just float on away. Just go ahead on into 2023 if that is what, if that's where God is going, is saying, hey, yep, I'm going to give you another year. You got 2023 coming to you now. But I think more importantly, what we have to do is that we have to really learn to stop and rest. You have to give your mind, your body, your spirit, everything time to just rest and settle in. And whatever that settling is, whether that's settling in beside a body of water, whether that's settling in your bedroom, or settling in where you got some, you know, some music on, that soothing music, music without words, but just music that really allows you to settle within yourself. Because I think what happens is we get so busy. And what happens to a person's mind is when you got so much coming into your mind that it gets cluttered. And when your mind is cluttered, creativity goes, you get sharp and brassy. Depending upon your personality, you might be popping off, cursing people out, doing whatever, and saying stuff that you don't need to say because you're not resting, you're not being quiet enough. So that's that. And then secondly, I think that we just really have to begin eating right as well. As much as we can, try to figure out how to go back to just eating just from, you know, they call it farm to table, much as you can, you know, from the earth, the greens, the potatoes, the things that are grown in gardens, even though, you know, that is, you know, being messed with as well, but as much as you can, because I'm reading a book now called Heal the Brain, Heal Your Body. It talks about how your brain really, really is the central command system for everything, and that your brain uses up 25 to 30% of the calories that you eat on a daily basis. So if you think about it, if you're eating a bunch of junk, your brain is really just kind of going crazy. And so I would say for those, you know, who are in, especially during this time wherein you've had, you know, it was a time where you lost somebody. It was a time wherein things went crazy, time to divorce or whatever that's going on. I think what we have to do is find your celebrations. You know what I mean? If it was somebody that passed, celebrate the life of that individual. You know what? Or if you're in the, you know, if you're in the thick of things right now, just take some moments and just, you know, pull out a photo album, just start looking at that, or gratitude, or journaling, or whatever it is that you're doing, or getting around some people who basically you're uplifting. You know what I mean? And being able to be thankful for whatever, wherever that you are, whatever situation, because it is going to turn around. Everything has an expiration date, and it's hard when you're in the thick of it. You're like, damn, we just lost our house. We just did it. You know, all of that stuff that you go through, but you still know that it's going to have an expiration date on it. And then the last thing that I would say is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for the mistakes that you made. Forgive yourself for the things that you may have said to somebody else, or the stuff that you've done or somebody else has done. Give them some grace. You know what I mean? None of us are perfect. No one is bad in a thousand. You know, we said that for those who think that they're bad in a thousand, you have lost your mind, because you are not. You're not bad in a thousand. You have your moments where you go off and curse people out and lay folk out and do this, that. We have to be able to say, you know what? Let me forgive myself for making that mistake. I was the best mom I could be. I was doing this, that, and the other. But let me just go ahead on and just say, you know what? Let me forgive myself and let my own self off the hook and stop being feeling guilty and shameful, you know, and self-righteous and all the things that we take on that we don't even, that stuff does not do us any good, for anything. So those are the things that I would say.
Wonderful, and I'm right there with you. And some of the things that I have been exploring in my own mind, because first, you know, God doesn't give us stuff for us to keep it to ourselves. He gives it to us for us to share with other people, and so we know how to do that. So I have to observe my own emotions and what I'm going through and how I'm feeling. Just like yesterday when I was going somewhere, when I knew that it could turn into a negative situation, I had to release it and let the emotions go and work through that. And so that I made sure that, one, that it wasn't my ego that was in the way and myself talking to me about how I could change the situation. I really didn't have the control to change it. I just had the control to make different choices the next time when I need to do something in the same similar situation. And then the other thing that I wanted to say to people is that not everyone is going to enjoy your celebration right now. You know, there are some people that just can't because of what they're going through. And so you may feel like, you know what, I don't really have any, you know, really good friends or family members that I can talk to, but you don't have to worry about that. If you can find peace within yourself, so this is what I'm, you know, the point that I'm trying to make is sometimes it's not for you to try to let other people understand what you're going through. Sometimes it's time for you to just get out of that your own way and enjoy and celebrate life, just as Veronica was saying. If it's just nothing more than just looking at your likes or getting in the car going for a ride. We went downtown to Nautilus, and the lights are beautiful there. So take a ride somewhere. And if you have a good friend that's on the same page with you, then do that with them, and also realize that it is a hard time for people. So, again, we go back to that forgiving, that we have to forgive them. I lost my mom in the month of December. I lost my grandmother in the month of November. So during the holidays can be a difficult time. Lost my sister the day before my mom, but in a different year, like the 12th and the 13th. So it's and that's coming up, but I have to make sure that I stay in a good place because I'm still here, and my mom wouldn't want me to be traumatized by that, you know, the feeling of her loss, because I feel it every single day. It does, that's not a day goes by, but it's sometimes can be a bit overwhelming during the holidays. And so I just have to make sure that I'm conscious of it, but also to work on it, because I know how to do that. But everybody doesn't know how to do that. And I'm going to just piggyback off what you said, Veronica, about that quiet time. Adopt a quiet time each day to balance yourself, because healing is so important, and it's hard work. And so please don't beat yourself up if you're not in a good place all the time, and it's okay, but you got to find that balance. You got to know, in order to do the hard things, you got to go through some stuff sometimes, right? And this is what we're talking about. Like, if it's no more than going for that drive or going for a walk and look at your neighbor's decorations or doing some breath work. And Veronica, you know, we talk about this all the time, some breathing, just sit down and just be quiet and breathe and meditate. You talked about eating good, but what about yoga, getting in that space where you are mind, body, spirit, you're just letting everything go and just laying it down. Because sometimes we say we're going to lay some stuff down, then we pick it right back up and we keep, you know, the baggage, we just carry it with us, right? This is the time of year where we have to just lay things down. And we have to, sometimes we can't even identify what it is that we're going through. It may be some old hurt, some wounds, whatever, some missing people, whatever you're going through. But just take that time for yourself. You are the most important person in your life. Some things you will never be able to change. You can't change your family. You can't change the people around you. I can't change the people where I go to get service and I don't get customer service. I can only change Francine. I can only deal with myself. Right. I can only take that moment and take that deep breath. So I that's just my two cents worth. And it starts from the inside, Veronica. So I was so glad you said that about the food, because we are in this space now, and all of us, no matter what you're doing, you have to look at who you are, and we have to start from the inside so that the things on the outside can be better. So thank you, my friend, for sharing that tonight. We got about three more minutes. So why don't you tell folks how they can get in touch with you, if they need more information or if they have questions about anything that we talked about tonight.
Wow, this half an hour sure went by fast. definitely, you can certainly reach out to me via email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can just go to the website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org, and then you can find all of our information about our programs, our contact. Francine and I stopped doing telephone number and all that stuff, because if you can just go ahead on to the website or send an email, you can get all that information. So that's how you can reach out to me.
Absolutely wonderful. And if you want to speak to me about small business or anything financial, just let me know. It's all about us making sure that we give you good information. But go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can also find me on Facebook, since I do a lot of things there for some of the organizations that I work with. And Veronica and I have been working, you know, hand in hand, heart to heart, locking arms for years, and I'm just so glad to have her in my life. And especially during this time of year, we got to spend some time together last month, not work, but just, you know, two good friends and business partners sitting down and just breaking bread and just having a conversation. So I hope there is somebody in your life that you can do that with. And if it's not, find somebody, right? So Veronica, I'm going to let you take it out tonight. We got about a minute and a half. So whatever you want to say to our listening audience, I'll give it to you, my friend.
Yeah, well, I think we said it all, and that was really, really, really understanding that you value, you matter, that somebody's caring for you, somebody's praying for you, that you don't even think that was praying for you, and that you sometimes you feel like you're alone, but you're never alone. And I just want people to know that sometimes also just look for a support group too. Do something different, because we've heard it. If you do the same thing over and over and over, you're going to get the same result. So I would say, for those of you all who come to our show every Thursday or whenever that you can, and for the gentleman that came on, thank you so very much. But do something different. Find somebody that you can get with and enjoy your life, and know that there is somebody praying for you and thinking about you, and you're never alone. So that's my two cents worth.
Absolutely wonderful. And this is, you know, a great season. We truly understand that everybody is not celebrating, but if you can find it in your heart to just take some time for yourself, just relax, enjoy whatever it is that you do. And like Veronica said, do something different. Do something that you normally wouldn't do. Step out of your comfort zone, you know, just for a few moments to just enjoy life, because life is so short. And our time here seems like a long time sometimes, but it's really not that long. So enjoy your life. Have a great rest of the evening. We will be back next Thursday right here at the same time. I do believe we'll be back next Thursday because it's one more Thursday before the holiday. So we'll be back next Thursday. Yeah. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can actually, if you're online tonight, I see a couple people are online, you can log in to the Blog Talk Radio and make comments there as well. So we really, truly appreciate our call, as Veronica said. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us tonight. We really appreciate that as well. And we love what we do. I hope you can tell. We'll be back next week, everybody. So take care. God bless. And have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye now.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.